that he has a reason for you being in that place. And it really is because you're in training for reigning. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Can you hear me out? Can you hear me out there? You know what I mean. You sat in that cell before. I know. I have too. God has us in many different places at many different times. My life, God took us out of a wineskin that wasn't reaching the unchurched and gave us fertile ground in a city called Huntington Beach. Because he wanted us to be relevant, because he wanted us to learn their language. It's very important that we understand that. Principle number three. If you want to reach people, you have to know what is important to them. And you have to see life from their perspective. I hear you out there. I know that you want to reach people out there with the arts, but you got to know what they're interested in. You got to know what they think about, what they care about. You got to rub shoulders with them. You got to sit down and talk to them. You got to find out why they're where they are. And then your heart begins to beat with compassion because you have the answers. And God's breaking off, and he did this with Chris in this testimony. He's breaking off not only the fear of man, but he's breaking off the fear of stepping into your destiny out there. And it feels good. Because that's your inheritance. Principle four, loving people always is costly, but this is where you find Jesus. This is how you learn to be relevant and find what is important. One of the things that I'll tell you about, and some of you know my son Chad. Who knows Chad? I kind of joke around. When Chad came up here with Kevin and I, my husband and Alexa, my daughter, we were at a leader's advance, and we were discussing about Bethel and coming up here, and I was going to be like the elementary school teacher up here and try and raise some money, and we were doing the leader's advance, so I'm hearing everything that's going on, and at the end, Chad had met with Banning, had lunch with Danny Silk, he had gotten an appointment with probably every single person here, and we're kind of leaving, we're talking to some people, and I said, yeah, I'm Teresa Debman, and she goes, oh, you're Chad's mom, and I'm going, I am going to be known as Chad's mom. Not as Teresa. And Kevin will attend.